like you guys to help me greet our guest. Issei, are you ready? Awesome. So if you guys can give him a round of applause.
How can I big this? How can I big this? I'm so blessed. Great worship song. Okay, so hi, I'm Issei. I'm missionary to Japan with Biblical Ministry Worldwide, and I'd like to. So thank you for giving me the salvation testimony, called to be a missionary, and what I'd like to do in the future. But before talking about three Jesus things, I'd like to tell the reason why I'm here. Not only called to be a missionary, but also I have a burden for Japanese people. I am so thankful for people from other countries like America missionaries to come to Japan, who come to Japan to tell the gospel, to tell the Japanese people. But God gave me a birth to Japan. There must be a reason. Do you know the population of Christianity in Japan? Actually, less than 1%. That's why God convicted me to consider that I have the responsibility to proclaim the gospel to Japanese people. That's why I'm here. Let's get started. I have four members in my family, ACS father, a Jehovah's Witness mother, the ACS younger brother, and me. She took me to the Kingdom Hall, so Jehovah's Witness Church, when I was a middle school student. And I really hated the religious things, because when I heard the word religious, I thought, they deprived people of something, such as money, time, and they control their mind. That's why I really, really hate the religious. Where is love? Where is righteousness? But one day, a pastor in Kingdom Hall said to me, Issei, if there's no God, there's no life. I logically understood what the meaning of he said. So since the age of 13, I had been pondering, what's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of life? And how I can say I am worthy? But at the same time, my Christian friend invited me to a Bible reading in church on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? I love chocolates and cake, that's why I went there. And told about the gospel, but I didn't care at all at the time. But I love the people in church. That's why I would often attend the church when they held the special events. And time passed away, and 8 years after 8 years later, on my walk to my place by her, Matthew 6:26 came to my mind. That says that, look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? And instantly, I logically understood the reason why Jesus came to the earth, and how sinful I was, and how much God loved me. Actually, I had already known what was written in the Bible, because I had studied the false Bible, Jehovah's Witness Bible, for 2 years. So I needed to investigate the Bible, which one was true. And the Jesus Bible verse helped me understand Jesus. Romans 3:23 said, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 said, "For the wage of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And I believe that Jesus Christ literally existed and walked on the earth about 2,000 years ago. And Jesus paid the penalty of my sin. And he died on the cross, but rose from death after he died 3 days. As taught in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. And I came to understand the deity of Christ and deity of Holy Spirit. And I accepted Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I really wanted to look at the birds of the air through the window of my car. And when I turned my face towards the sky, it became colorful. So I realized that, oh, I was living in a gray world. So after becoming a Christian, I went to church every Bible believing church every Sunday, and I met Skip and Ketra, and I was serving with the English Cafe Ministry with them in church. And there was an English Cafe Ministry in my area, and they are the leader of the ministry. And I would often attend the English Cafe Ministry, and he said to me, "I would like to work with you in the future many times." That's why, oh, I said, oh, I was wondering, oh, just he was joking at me. But one day, he invited me to a curry restaurant, and he looked really turned pale. So I asked him, "What's up? What's the matter?" And he said, "Oh, actually, I had no Japanese people in my ministry, and I can't speak Japanese, so I need a Japanese Christian helper." And I worried about their ministry, and I worried about them, but I love to drive my car. I had a small racing car at that time, and I didn't have much money to come here. Actually, he was asking me to go to the Bible school and the missionary, but I didn't have much money. So I needed to sell it to help the ministry, but I didn't want to do that. But God convicted me to consider selling it to help for their ministry. And Matthew 6:26-34 made me think about God's word. 27 says, "And who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life?" I realized that. So Matthew 6:26 says, not only how much God loved me, but also I shouldn't worry about the future. But if it's God's will, I must go forward. And I spiritually enjoyed the evangelism at that time, and I was telling the gospel to many Japanese people, but my friends, but my witness didn't seem to do anything. After I tell the gospel to my friends, they went to the sex establishment, and another of my friend wanted to loan from me to pay for an abortion. And I couldn't help my Christian friend who left the church. So these three things really, really made me discouraged and disappointed. That's why I cry out to God, "Why you choose me? I had many friends nicer than me. Why you choose me?" And God immediately answered to my heart that, "You can't open their heart, but I can do it. And you already know how weak you are. And you are doing what you don't want to do, but they are doing what they want to do. That's why I choose you. You shouldn't worry about the future and the other people, but go forward. So I consider, Matthew 5, 11 to 12 came to my mind, and that says that, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So I considered about how I could serve God seriously. And I realized that I was comfortable talking with foreigners. And God gave me the ability to speak English. And they asked me to help their ministry. So I believe that it came from God. And I must share John 14, 6 to the Japanese people. So Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to Father except through me. This is where I serve God. Have you ever heard of Osaka Prefecture? The middle south place, and we are living in near Osaka, so we are serving God through English ministry in near Osaka Prefecture. Himeji and Nishiakashi and Shinkobe. And I plan to serve with BMW, not the car, German car company, but it's Biblical Ministry Worldwide. And we exist to serve local churches and their missionaries as they plant healthy churches everywhere through evangelism, discipleship, and leadership development. We have approximately 500 missionaries in 69 countries. And we have conservative Christian beliefs, and BMW World Headquarters is in Lowland, Sibir, Georgia. If you want to get the information about the BMW, please click the link. And I went to South Carolina to finish BMW training, and they equipped me to do missionary work in Japan, and they were telling about the BMW. And they trained me to do how to do deputations. But actually, I don't have any Bible diploma now, so I'd like to build a solid foundation of the Bible. So I will go to Philippines to study the Bible for about 1 year. I will study whole Bible in a year, but not only studying the Bible, but also doing the heart-to-heart evangelism and serve the Lord through local churches in Philippines. So my plan is to get a Bible diploma on June 28, 2025, and I'll be back to Japan, and I will serve the Lord through English Cafe Ministry alongside the American missionary couple that invited me to serve with them. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this is a picture of English cafe. Do you think it looks fun? What is English cafe? So we are doing the conversational English program, and Japanese people are looking for the place where they can practice speaking English with native. Actually, it's a government for, but we Japanese people are good at reading and writing, but they are not good at speaking, talking English. So that's why we can reach that person and bring the people into churches. And we have a variety of fun topics to discuss, and we are sharing the biblical truths and biblical worldview, and we are telling the gospel in English Cafe Ministry. And where is English Cafe? So we are doing 4 English Cafe ministry at 3 different churches. So this brings, English Cafe ministry brings many non-Christians into these churches. And cafe students sometimes attend the morning worship service. And actually now, one Buddhism Son of Man, Buddhism Son of Man is attending the Bible Believing Church. Before morning worship service, and he is studying the Bible with pastor. So, yep. This is my ministry presentation. And if you want to get the information about me or English Cafe Ministry, and I put on the sign-up sheet background, and I will give the ministry updates every 3 months. So if you want to get the information of me, please fill out email name and email address. So thank you so much. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I'm glad you all had a chance to get to know Issei a little bit as he shared a little bit about his testimony and his call to missions. Now, we're happy to have him. He actually is answered prayer for Keturah and I. We actually have been serving in Japan as missionaries for about 9 years now, and we've been praying that God would provide Japanese Christians to come alongside, because the English Cafe ministry that we do, it is it's a team. And we just need many people in order to do the ministry and glorify God. So I just wanted to take a few minutes. This is one of the primary ways that we share the gospel in Japan. We do it a little different than maybe you would in America. In Japan, the Japanese people, they don't have any Bible background. They don't know who Jesus is. Honestly, if you ask them what is Christmas, it's Santa Claus probably. And if you ask them about Easter, they're going to say Easter Bunny. So there really is just almost no understanding of what the Bible teaches and who God is. So we tell the story of the gospel, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. It usually takes about 7 or 8 minutes or something like that. And so if you were going to engage someone, you know, maybe someone that you know has never been to church, doesn't know anything about the Bible, has no idea who Jesus is, this is really an effective way to explain what does the Bible teach from Genesis to Revelation, and it just kind of the story of the Bible. So I'm just going to read it start to finish, and basically that's when, like, if I was witnessing to someone, I would say, please let me tell the whole story, and then at the end, feel free to go ahead and ask any questions that you have. So I'm going to read it as a story now. So the God of the Bible is a great creator and king. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth to be places where his rule was fully honored and obeyed. God created Adam and Eve, the first humans, and blessed them with 4 types of perfect relationships with him, with each other, with self, and with the rest of creation. So 4 perfect relationships. And when God finished, he saw all that he made and blessed it and said it was very good. Soon an enemy spirit called Satan entered the world. Satan used a serpent to tempt Adam and Eve to rebel against God. Adam and Eve gave into the temptation and disobeyed, breaking the 4 types of perfect relationships. This is where sin against God entered the world and death because of it. So in response, God announced curses on the serpent, on Adam and Eve, and on the ground. The earth was no longer very good, in addition to sin and death, pain and suffering, along with evil and unbelief. And also, and this all became part of our world, our fallen world that we know today. Still, there was hope. As part of the curse on the serpent, God promised to put hostility between it and the woman, and between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. So God's promise indicated that someday an epic conflict would break out between the serpent and the seed of the woman. God said that the serpent would bruise the heel of the seed of the woman, causing him to experience pain and suffering. But God also said that the seed of the woman would bruise or crush the head of the serpent, indicating that the seed of the woman will win the epic conflict. So the victory of the seed of the woman indicates that he will save people that are on the side of the serpent from the consequences of the rebellion, but only through their faith in him. His victory also means that someday he will restore all things, including the four types of broken relationships. So at this point in the story, the only question that remained was, who is the seed of the woman? Over time, God revealed through prophets more and more about the character and family line of the seed of the woman. He also revealed that the circumstances of his birth and the miracles he would perform to prove his identity. Eventually, Jesus came into the world as the promised seed of the woman. He was born of a virgin, grew into adulthood, and lived a perfect life. He also performed many miracles to prove his identity. But the people of Jesus' day rejected him and murdered him on a cross. Jesus died willingly, knowing that his suffering and death was the bruising of the heel that was mentioned earlier. Jesus also knew that his death would pay the penalty that people deserve for joining the rebellion against God. Jesus spoke of his great love as motivation for dying to pay for our sin and rebellion when he said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." So after 3 days, Jesus rose to new life in power and victory over death. His resurrection marked the beginning of the crushing of the serpent's head. So 40 days later, Jesus ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God to be exalted as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus remains seated for now at the right hand of God, where he is interceding for us as our high priest, and also from where he is calling people from every nation, becoming believers in him. So someday Jesus will return to judge the world for its sin and unbelief. Then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. But to confess it at this time after his judgment, it is going to be too late. In other words, that he is the Savior and Restorer that God promised to send. But it would be too late for people who refused to believe in Jesus during their lifetime. The judgment against them will be final, separating them from God forever. So meanwhile, it is still possible for people to be saved and from the judgment and from their brokenness through faith in Jesus. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." So through faith, Christians begin to experience restoration of the four perfect, broken relationships that they now have. And although only in part Jesus will restore all things, he'll completely fulfill the promises of restoration after the final judgment, when the first heaven and earth pass away and everything begins again in the new heaven and new earth. So believing in Jesus now means agreeing from your heart that Jesus is the promised Savior, Son of God, and Lord of all. Believing in Jesus now also means believing that he made payment in full for your sin through the death on the cross, and that God raised him from the dead to be exalted at his right hand in victory over sin and death. When someone becomes a believer in Jesus, they immediately receive God's forgiveness, their relationship with him is restored, and they receive grace to overcome broken relationships with others and with self as we await the coming restoration of all things. So to become a believer in Jesus, here's what the Bible says. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So this is when I would say, okay, now I'm done with the story. What do you think of the story? You know, and so people then can ask any questions that they would have. This is probably the first time that they've heard, you know, what is the story of the Bible? Who is Jesus Christ? This is the full explanation of the prediction that Jesus would come, what he would do, and the victory people can have through him, and of course, eternal life. So this is a way we tell the story of the gospel. We have seen it to be very effective. Normally in Japan, it usually takes a long time for someone to start processing the gospel. It can take years for people to respond, kind of like the way Issei mentioned himself. So, but we're just glad that God gives us the opportunity to be messengers of truth to the people of Japan. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for today. We thank you that you have revealed truth on how people can have life. They can have restoration. And Lord, I just pray that we would be lights for you, messengers for you, wherever you have us, and that we would see many people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you this way. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Skip. Thank you, Issei.